Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Good afternoon. And we're here to, well, to become enlightened in God, all right? And I want to say this just before I get started here. Some of your faces I remember. And some of you I don't think I remember. It's such a lovely group of young ones here tonight. And we just thank God for you to the highest. This particular setting here, we're here to learn. And to learn about God. And not religion, but God, okay? We learn that God really doesn't function in religion at all. And so the more we get into understanding God, rather than trying to put on a particular pattern to operate within, because God is not really that type of nature. He is a pattern, but he's not an outer pattern. He's an inner pattern. And we operate God from within us. I want to say this. I felt this coming down here tonight. We often hear the term 144,000. Now we know there's a lot more than 144,000 Christians. We know that. People have become somewhat in the past upset over the matter. They figure that if it's going to be just 144,000 saved, how can I fit in the number? Well, the 144,000 is not talking about a group as society. The 144,000 is perfection. It is a prophetic mind. So the 144,000 is speaking genetically. Not 144,000 different individuals. The 144,000 happened to be your psychological and biological and spiritual makeup. It is the perfect being. It is your prophetic being. God has a lot more than 144,000 people. And people should realize that. If that's true, that's all God has. Some of us here in this room won't make it. So we must open our mind to understand the scripture. And I'm going to deal with what I call cellular reconstruction. The cellular reconstructed mind. The type of thinking that reconstruct your cells. Now, there is a particular verse in the Bible that Paul used, and I think this is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, when he spoke about, along about the 44th verse, I guess, when he spoke about when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, then this mortal shall have put on immortality. You can call this the cellular reconstructed mind. It is the area of thinking that reconstruct your cells. See, the cells of your body, these things is alive. And they are waiting for instruction. and your spirit is their Lord. So when David said, "Be Lord," said to my Lord, "Sit down on my right hand till I have made your enemy your footstool." What David was saying that, "Be Lord," which is the prophetic mind, spirit, said to my carnal or my earthly or fleshly being, "Sit thou on the right hand." When you sit on the right hand, you're trained. To sit on the right hand means to sit in the seat of, to be trained. That's a trainer's seat. But what kind of training? To be godlike. Whoever right hand you sit on, you become, they train you to be an equal. God people need to know that. When someone take you and put you on your right hand to train you, they making you able to take their place. All right? So you must realize this. The more you understand, that's the more you're going to perform. Your performance is equal to your knowledge. You are not going to perform in a realm that you have no light of. It's not going to work. Your performance is equal to your knowledge. Or should I say equivalent to your knowledge. All right? So we are calling this cellular reconstruction. It's because this is exactly what this area of thinking does. See, healing works the same way. All healing is a small portion of this manifestation, cellular reconstruction. That's all healing is. And when healing takes place, it is what we would call a quantum leap of the thinking that causes you to think on a higher base, should I say, a more of a divine base. And this divine thinking alters the cells of your being. Now, the reason why we need to know this is simply because this is Christ's gospel. All right? This is Christ's gospel. People thought that the gospel that Jesus taught was just to tell the people they should stop doing these things. And Jesus said, "I came as light." And light means illumination. You know what illumination means? Enlightenment. To know. To understand. To be aware. To see. And as the scripture says in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7, "As he thinketh in his heart, so is he." All right? Now, I tell you the reason why that I enjoy dealing with this particular topic, because it helped the people. See, telling you just to go and belong to a church is not all. You need to understand the word. And according to the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy in verse 14, the word is in you. And the 8th chapter of Romans, and 10th chapter of Romans in verse 8, the word is in you. All right? So Jesus came. Now don't forget, when you go back to the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, it was before Christ. All right? And it says that the word was nigh thee, in thy mouth, and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 34. Excuse me. Deuteronomy chapter 31, or 30 rather, and verse 14. So that was before Christ. So Jesus came to awaken us to the word that's in us. Am I making sense? And I want you to think about this. So this thing is not coming outside going in you. No, that's not it. It's already in you. And the only way it's going to get to the outside is when it comes out of you. All right? So I want you to think about this. You are composed of cells. And these cells are alive. But so many of them die every second. I want you to think about this. So as we become spiritual field, a spirit field, that is the spirit field. The real spirit feeling is when the cells take on spirit. And once these cells take on spirit, they stop dying. I want you to realize it, okay? The same demonstration take place in healing, you just do it all over you. So the real healing is of the mind, spirit, and body. The mind, your very spirit, and your very body. The way of thinking, your way of feeling, because that's what your spirit is, it's your mood. The word spirit means mood. The way of feeling, the way you are, and plus your body, that's your cells. Now people say, what in the world are you talking about? I want you to know what the gospel is all about. Don't we have a verse that says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Make you free. But we have a verse that says, whosoever the Son set free is free indeed. Do you know what the word free indeed means? You are free forever.
Amen.
So what is freedom forever other than you are totally at liberty in life itself? And see, I want you to realize what we're saying. And I hope this is not over your head today. I hope this. If it is, just get the tape when I finish. And just keep listening to this tape. And get it in you, because we are healed by the word.
Amen.
Now, when I say healed by the word, you've already healed. But when you wake up the word in you, you wake up the healing in you. All right? And the reason why I am teaching this, because I want you to realize you are to wake up the word that's in you, which would also wake up the healing that's in you. See, God, people need to know this. All the I am is means I am awakened. That's what the I am means, I'm awakened. And the more you awaken, the more the I am you are able to display. So that's what the I am term, one of the I am, one of the meanings. One of the terms that I am would be is I am awakened. I am Alpha and Omega means I have awakened to the fact that I am the beginning and the end. I am A through Z. I am it. Then the scripture says Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not outside of you, but in you. So once you wake up and realize it is Christ in me. He is all. And once I wake up to this, I am all that I know. So when you know it all, you are all. You know little, you are little. You know half, you are half. As the scripture says, we know in part, we do in part. The do means perform. Huh? Our performance is equivalent to what we know. Now, when you go back to the first chapter of Deuteronomy, the word is not thee. In thy mouth and in thy heart that thou mayest do it. But you can't do no more than what you know. Even though it's in your mouth and in your heart, you need to wake up to it. And once you wake up to it, then you say, I am, and so on. Am I making sense? Now, the reason why I am using this, because I want God people to know Jesus done already did the work.
Amen.
He done healed the world.
Amen.
He done saved the world.
Amen.
He done delivered the world. He done blessed the world.
Yes.
Come on. So what is left up now is to us to wake up to it. You know what I do? Lately I've just been telling people to just accept your healing. Rather than praying for them, I tell them to accept the healing, because the scripture didn't really tell us to pray for the sick. It told us to pray over the sick. Now that's Paul. But Paul was not talking to the spirit-filled people, because Jesus told us, the spirit-filled people, to heal the sick. Now, either we're going to take the scripture for what it says, or just go by the grapevine. See, I don't preach grapevine. I preach truth. See, I don't like these grapevine messages. Preach the truth. You understand what I'm saying? So we are calling this tonight cellular reconstruction of the mind. You reconstruct the very cells of your body. It is a, you create it. See, a psychological awakening would also create a biological change. Come on now. A psychological awakening also creates or bring about a biological change. The condition of people's bodies is the condition of their thinking, or should I say of their awakening. medical technology have already arrived to this light. They tell you. Come on. Now, if you notice, when healing really takes place, it's when the faith of the people is up. And what is the faith? They understand, they feel, and they do. Come on now. Faith comes by what? Hearing what? So there's understanding, right? I want you to know that the teaching that I'm bringing forth, some people might find it very difficult to accept, but it's the truth. And I am making it very plain tonight. Again, the psychological awakening is going to bring about a change biologically. The only biologic change can take place is through the enlightenment of your understanding. Come on. So God, he is God. But man limit knowledge of God cause him to function outside of God's perfect blessings. You understand what I'm saying? But once man, when I say man, I'm talking about the human race, become enlightened to know God in him or in her, then they're going to begin functioning in God's total blessing. Lord have mercy. You know what it is when it says my cup flows over? My enlightenment is great. Your cup, the filling of your cup is the enlightenment of your understanding. Come on now. And so most people don't have nothing in their cup because they have no understanding. Now don't forget, we're calling this cellular reconstruction of the mind. Cellular reconstruction. Come on. The outer being is the result of the inner being. Come on. The inner man is the spirit man, am I right? So the outer man reflects the nature of your spirit man. And don't come telling me your spirit man is one thing when your outer man is showing something else.
All right.
Now this can upset a lot of people, all right?
That's true.
But it's the truth.
That's true.
There is no need of food. And I can tell you that, well, you know what, sis? I don't know why I am in the condition that I'm in. I know why. Because your enlightenment. It's what you know. It's not just, you know, somebody said, well, I know. No, you really don't know it. You really don't really know it. You can repeat what you heard. You can have something on your mind and still not a part of your mind. I can repeat things that I've heard, but it's still not, I really don't really know it. You understand? When you know that you know that you know. Come on now.
All right, now.
You can tell when somebody know that they know that they know, it shows.
All right.
But when they don't know that they know that they know, it don't show.
All right.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Think about this. We're calling it cellular reconstruction. Because the your biochemistry makeup, come on, which is the effect of the DNA, goes right along with what you know. Don't forget, not just because somebody said it, but I know that I know that I know. And when that I know so becomes so strong, come on now. You will act so. And it has already been proven that the action is equivalent to the knowledge. And see, that's what faith is in the first place. It's acting on belief. And your act remains because you are confident in what you believe.
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Amen.
In all of your getting, get what? In understanding.
Amen.
And we have that verse that says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Make you free again. You see why it is so necessary to teach the truth?
Amen.
Because that is the only freedom.
Yes, it is.
Is that the people would know the truth. And dealing with the biochemist makeup, it is the chemical changes that goes on within the body itself. See, you are composed of many ingredients. And these ingredients is broken down and reorganized by a spirit. And that spirit that did it is still in you.
All right.
Lord, have mercy. Come on now. And that's why it says, whosoever that shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
All right.
It's that spirit. That's what Jesus is. He's that spirit that came back to renew the spirit that's in everyone.
Amen.
And the renewing of the spirit is the awakening of you. And once you awaken, then you will know Christ. And then knowing Christ, the Christ knowledge which you see will what? Begin moving on the cells of your being. And that's what the man of God meant when he said, when this corruptible shall have put on the incorruptible, talking about the thinking now. And then this mortal, that's the body, the biological state, shall have put on what? Immortality. That means your biological will become what? Equivalent to your thinking. And your thinking is what? Equivalent to the spirit. And what is the spirit? Life. Lord have mercy. Can't you see what is actually taking place? This thing is powerful. It's powerful. But see, in all of your getting, get what? An understanding. Now some of you are beginning to feel this thing happening in you already. You know why? You know why? Because you see. And not only that, it's victory too. It helped you to accomplish things. You know where success started at? Right up here. Come on now. Back to the 23rd chapter of Proverbs and verse 7. As he or you thinking in your heart, what? So are you. Lord have mercy. Come on now. This thing is real. This thing is absolutely phenomenal. It's powerful. It would do as you see. And you are what you see you are. Amen. People must realize this. Jesus paid the ultimate price. He paid it all. All we need to do is wake up to it now. See, if we would have awakened up to it before, we still could have it because nobody paid for it. But now it has been bought, come on, paid for, and given to us. We just need to wake up and see it. Like the man of God in the Old Testament, he said, the day King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. High and lifted up, and his veil filled the temple. You know what King Uzziah is now? It's man doctrine, man tradition, your old way of thinking. Let him die. Because he was king. Yes. He was Lord.
Yes.
Soon as he died, and you're going to see the Lord.
The Lord. Yes.
Huh?
The Lord.
You're going to see him high and exalted.
Hallelujah.
You're going to see your Lord self.
Yes.
You're going to see your high self exalted and lifted up. And the veil from it, the radiance from it, the glory from it, is going to fill your total being, even your cells.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Good God Almighty. You know, it's hard to keep still when you start talking this stuff. Something just start moving in you. I'm moving one direction and something inside of me wants to move another direction. So we act like actually like a turtle war going on. Oh, somebody say amen. In all of your getting, get what? And understand. You shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Now back to the 144,000, which is the prophetic being. It's the prophetic being. The 144,000 is the perfect being. Now you know God's got more than that.
All right.
Come on now.
All right.
Oh my goodness, that's all God got. If I do make it, some of my family won't. Because there's other people too, you know what I mean? Listen, you just can't be me, my wife, my son, his wife, us four no more. You can't have that attitude. So he's talking about the church. And the church is who? Us. Come on now. The 144,000 is the different layers, the different direction, the different, in other words, it's the same as talking about the manifold wisdom of God. And you run down the word manifold, it means the different branches of wisdom and different directions, but it's all coming from the one source God. So the 144,000 are all going to be a part of that one river. So the 144,000 is little streams coming out of the one pure river of life that's going into our total being and ending up into 144,000 directions, conquering it and bringing it all the whole body and the cells into that one pure river of life, which caused the life to go to the tree.
Hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy. The tree of life. So that tree of life, you can live. Lord, have mercy. Don't can't you see what God is showing you?
Glory.
See, the book of Revelation is a book of mysteries. Huh? You must understand it. You don't take it little. It's only talking to the people that's in the spirit.
Amen.
You got to be spiritual minded to comprehend this revelation. You can be a logical minded person and take the book of Revelation. All right, this is what it means, and that's something. And I'm going to preach on it tonight. It's not going to work that way. And you can't get no book and run history on it, because it's not talking that. It is talking on the spiritual plane. Lord have mercy. Like, for instance, in the 10th chapter, where the angel with the rainbow about his head, come on, and closed with the cloud, with 1 foot on the land and 1 foot on the sea, and gave unto John a little book. Well, do you go back in the beginning of the Bible, man was supposed to have dominion over the fowl of the air. That's the rainbow and the cloud. And the beasts of the field and in the sea, one land on the land, 1 foot on the land, and the other feet in the sea. That means domination. Man lost that dominion. And the angel came to give it back to him. That's what that represents. And he said, take the little book and eat it. The little book was God's knowledge, that you might go back to this position. And when he ate it in his mouth, it was what? But in his stomach? Come on. Do you understand what I'm saying? Come on. And the mouth represents whatever come out of his mouth is going to be bitter to some people, but yet it's going to be good to him. Come on now. And that's nothing but regaining dominion. See, God, people have to understand the scripture. Come on. The more you understand, the more this thing is going to wake up in you. And so all we are doing, we are reconstructing ourselves. Because the construction of the self has been done through a logical sense, through the earthly sense, through the fleshly sense, through the old nature, the old evil way of thinking. So therefore, the self is composed of evil. Well, let's put it like this here. You are composed of evil entity as well as the entity of light.
All right.
Huh? So there's got to be a shaking in heaven first to be able to divide these entities. Lord, have mercy. And when they are divided, then death has to occur. The negative ones have to die. And when the negative ones is die, then you are totally inhabited by what? Light. Lord, have mercy. Can't you see what I'm saying? Come on now. And I don't want anybody to lose this when I say this, but hey, your ancestors is in you. Come on. Their will, their ideal, their emotion. Come on. And don't you know that? You know what? When you save your whole house, the house, the real house is the house is of you. Lord, have mercy. Come on now. And when you get this house here saved, then the manifestation of that Savior, which coming forth from you, be Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory, will begin working on the outside and work with them out there. Take a hold of somebody here and say, this cellular reconstruction. Cellular reconstruction. I want you to think about this. See, it's time for God people to realize this. Come on. Now, this is really not my deepest message, but I feel that this is needed.
Amen.
God people need to understand this.
Amen.
Enlightenment. Realize that every cell is constructed by the DNA. And the DNA is three known gases or acids that cause the formation of the cell itself. And we have to recognize each cell as a being. Come on. So I can say, and I feel very safe saying this, that a perfect cell will properly be a perfected of the 144,000 elements that creates the necessary biochemist makeup to cause that cell to exist. Come on. See, it's something to think about. It's something to think about. See, God people need to realize you control this thing here.
Yeah.
As long as you hear this, this is your house.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And your thinking, your air of thinking, as well as area of thinking, will perfect this house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? And so when God told Hezekiah to get his house in order, his real house was his thinking. Because if you notice in his prayer, he turned his face to the wall.
Yeah.
And when you turn your face to the wall, the only one you're going to see is you.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
And he was able to see within himself. And when he saw himself, he saw his house. And he saw the condition his house was in. And he began what? Reconstructing his self. By what? By thinking. Lord, have mercy. As you think, so are you. Huh? This thing is powerful. As you think, so are you. You know what? See, people need to realize the nature of this thing. You can really get on some very high ground here. Because you must realize that the more you focus on the center light which is in you, the more you're going to light up. Now think about it. Christ, the Christ seed, according to 1 John chapter 1 and verse 8, the seed of God remains in you. And the more you focus on that seed, the more you're going to become that seed.
Amen.
Focusing is nothing but concentration.
Amen.
And the more you concentrate on the God seed, or should I say the God self, the more you're going to become that. Okay. And so it's going to begin radiating through you. Huh?
All right.
Come on. And it's going to do what? Light up every being.
Amen.
Your whole being. And that means every cell of your being. It's going to become enlightened. And therefore, you are nothing then but life.
Amen.
Come on. And in your mind, you are nothing but peace. And that's what Hezekiah did. When he turned his face to the wall, he began convincing himself, using self-comfort there. Hey, I'm a God. I walked up right before you, Lord. I'm Lord. And he began focusing into the light that was within him. And he spread that light through his whole house. And the house was in order. And when the house got in order, he had 15 years to look at it. Lord, have mercy. See, it's time for God people to wake up and see this thing. You know what I'm saying? I know this is might be a little success for some of you, but it's life. It's good, and it'll bless you. And listen, especially you young people, I want y'all to get this thing. Take it and just listen to it.